The Osgood File, sponsored by Kyocera. Intelligent printers and MFPs, customized apps and services that help your whole business be more productive. Total document solutions, only from Kyocera. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood, on the CBS Radio Network. If you were going to get Alzheimer's disease, would you want to know? After this from Charlie. There's a breakthrough in the effort to figure out Alzheimer's disease. Dr. Howard Fedoroff, neurologist at Georgetown University Medical Center, says researchers have developed a blood test that can predict with better than 90% accuracy when a healthy patient is within 3 years of literally beginning to lose his mind. They did it not by waiting for patients to show signs of dementia, but by studying biomarkers in 525 test subjects over 70 years of age whose brains were normal.
In this study, we sought to find a set of circulating molecules that would allow us to predict who in the next several years will develop cognitive impairment or Alzheimer's disease.
Sure enough, they found biological red flags in their blood, specifically 10 distinct types of blood fats, which were at a consistently low level in the patients that went on to develop Alzheimer's.
There's something about the Alzheimer's state or the risk for developing it that drive them down.
So, would you want to know, especially considering there's no cure yet? One thing to consider is this means that for the first time, researchers may finally have a way of treating patients who they know are about to get the disease before their brain cells start dying.
We may be able to use this diagnostic to test for the first time whether disease-modifying therapies in those at risk, not those who already have the disease, might be able to delay that group of individuals from developing Alzheimer's disease.
Dr. Howard Fedoroff of Georgetown University, his work is in the latest issue of Nature Medicine. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.